With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In the aftermath of this week's ABC debate, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrats' presidential nominee hiding her radical position on late-term abortions. On the Salem Media Group program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana congressman says Vice President Kamala Harris and members of her party do not want Americans to know about their firm support of the procedure.
They certainly do not, nor do our colleagues in Congress. Virtually every Democrat in the Congress right now has voted to allow abortion up to the moment of birth, funded by taxpayers, by the way. They are the extreme position on this issue, and they don't want to account for that. So President Trump was exactly right to take that question right to her, and it is shameful that the ABC moderators allowed her to take a pass on it.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time this Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, firefighters battling three major wildfires in the mountains east of Los Angeles. Orange County Fire Authority Division Chief Kevin Fetterman gives an update on the airport fire.
And while we remain at 0% containment, it's important to understand that containment includes three major objectives: establish, improve, and secure the fire line. Again, with the change in weather and our ongoing work, we expect to see progress in achieving those objectives in the coming days.
Chief Fetterman speaking to KABC. Francine weakening to a tropical depression after slamming into Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane, causing widespread power outages and sending a dangerous storm surge rushing into coastal communities. Heavy rains and possible flash floods in the forecast for Mississippi, as well as parts of Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. This is SRN News. A newly published book is chronicling the history of radical ideas in American history, which are still impacting our country today. Tim Gegline is Vice President of Government Affairs for Focus on the Family in Washington, D.C., and he writes about the dangerous ideas that have been bubbling up for many decades, especially during the 1960s.
The ideas that resulted in the radicalism of the 60s and 70s were born in American progressivism at the turn of the last century, in politics, in the law and legal profession, in theology, in the church. I go right through the entire laundry list to show how their terrible ideas have directly reshaped American life and culture.
Tim Gegline's new book titled Stumbling Toward Utopia. It offers hope for citizens who want to reclaim traditional American values by getting actively involved in all aspects of local and state government. This is SRN News. Campbell Soups wants to change its name.
The 155-year-old food maker wants to change its official name to Campbell's Company. CEO Mark Klaus said the name change would better reflect the company's broader range of products. That includes Pepperidge Farms baked goods, Prego sauces, and Kettle potato chips. Shareholders will let the company know in November whether they are warm or cold to the name change. That's when they vote at the annual meeting. Other food companies have shortened their names. Dunkin' Donuts is now just Dunkin'. Kentucky Fried Chicken is now just KFC. Damian Troisi, New York.
Norfolk Southern says that its new CEO's salary will jump to $1 million now that Mark George has been promoted from chief financial officer, and he will be eligible for a $2.25 million bonus and significant stock towards performance. The railroad disclosed details of his compensation in a filing with the SEC. More details at SRNNews.com.